All right, we're back. WMFO in Medford. I just played Academy Fight Song by Mission of Burma. Before that, we heard Salem Wolves with, I think it was called Cindy. Face to Face went way back for that one. Song called Out of My Hands. I'm here with Carissa Johnson.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Carissa has brought a fellow human in with her who might jump in periodically during the course of this.
Hello, yes.
There he is.
I'm here to keep the best interest of my client, Carissa Johnson, in mind.
Where did you come from?
Well, we met on a train long ago, and since that day, I've been helping write her music, promote her shows, and kind of get her around here.
He really kind of does
pretty much everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that, you know, that doesn't have the face to it. She's the face of this operation. She's the face and hands and sound.
He's behind the curtain.
I'm the spine.
Will you pick up an instrument now and then?
Every now and then. Actually, I rarely do. If I play an instrument, it will be the drums, which is harder to play if you're picking it up at the same time. It's better to have it in front of you.
Indeed.
I formerly was the drummer for Carissa Johnson. I was her Pete Best.
Yeah. And you knew then. Did you know then?
I knew then. I knew right then when I saw her on the train, I said, those are some coattails I'd like to grab.
There you go. And grab you did.
And grab I have. In a completely professional fashion.
Yeah, nothing untowards here. Nothing
untowards. Just the coattails.
And I shook him off actually right in the studio.
Yep, it
and
was
he's back.
Nearly 4 years ago in this very room where I was fired from the band and turned into the back scene.
Damn.
But we still love you.
But you've clung on anyway.
Oh, my grip is mighty.
Can't get rid of you, can't shake you easily.
No, you can ask anyone that's tried. I'm talking to you, Mom.
Well, let's talk a bit about the jungle.
Yeah.
Your new venture.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What?
I'll allow it.
Okay. It's a cool little place. I was there the first time, actually on the third. They're doing kind of soft opening for the first week, kind of unannounced private shows, but just to kind of, you know, get the cooks trained and everyone kind of, you know, working the sound, the lights, and all that stuff to test it out. It's been going good so far. I did a show with Salem Wolves and Stubborn Hearts from Rhode Island.
Yep. And, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
Nice room. I liked it.
Yeah.
Nice room. And I got to say that when I was in my like 20-somethings, that's what we would do. Trisha, my wife, and I would go to, well, it was The Rat or TT the Bears or the Channel. Mm-hmm. We'd go see local bands and, you know, national bands too. But that's what we did on weekends. And so with clubs going away, it's good to see something opening up.
It's yeah.
Good to see trying to keep the flame, as it were, alive and mm-hmm. whatnot.
And I got this gig when I was on the road, too. I heard of it. I was going back and forth with Sam in, like, multiple different states where he was just calling me. He's like, hey, like, I got this idea. We're going to do this. And I was like, I'm totally on board if you need help finding bands. Like, I know a bunch of bands in Boston. And he's like, I need booking agents. And I'm like, I know booking agents. And then I was like, yeah. I could even try. And then it just sort of flowed into that where I, like, took on Thursday nights. And then I started getting so many inquiries that I was like, I took on Friday nights. So it's been helpful for me because I do the Fuel Heart production stuff where I help promote other bands and do photography and art and, you know, just push other band stuff while I'm pushing my own. And I figured it'd be cool to have like another outlet to kind of like put those bands and like the ones that I've worked with and just my friends and people in town,
yeah.
You know, a place to play.
It's out till June.
I'm out until November now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost got the year filled up.
I know. Somehow, wow. I'm kind of like taking it easy now. There's like a couple days that are still open.
Mm. Well, that just goes, there's still a thirst out there for bands to mm-hmm. find rooms to play in.
I know. That's and cool. That's what was super exciting because I was away during this time when I got most of the bookings. And yeah. I was like, man, this is so cool. Like so many people are so yeah. excited. So I figured I'd make a post about it just because I knew I'd get more inquiries. And then it yeah. ended up filling so fast. Super excited. Alan has not let me know. My manager has not.
Oof, that was a slip. We were supposed to be on the...
I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, I don't...
Well, I have a friend.
Alan Richardson will be doing comedy shows there.
Yeah.
Right? July 4th
I think
will be
so.
The first comedy
he's
show at the
show
Jungle.
He's going to show there tonight, I think.
At the Jungle tonight?
Yeah.
Well, thank God he's not right. here now.
Right.
Thank God he's on his way.
Be on stage shortly, I would maybe imagine.
I actually don't know what's going on at the Jungle right now.
We shouldn't put that on the air.
Yeah, let's
no,
the air.
it's full. And
may I have a word with my clients?
Nope.
Fair enough. I'll allow it.
Why don't you play a tune?
Okay. I will do a song off the latest CD. This one is a song called After All.
Mm-hmm.
awesome.
Nice.
I really appreciate you playing that. You know that.
Yeah, I know you love that one.
Yeah.
That one had some mustard on it.
Some mustard and ketchup.
There's a little hot mustard on that one.
And relish.
I relish it.
All the toppings. You relish it.
The real Chicago dog you played there.
Thank you.
And you just played the Rumble again as the guest.
Mm-hmm.
Guest queen, please.
That was cool. Because, like, you know, you only get to play the Rumble once. So it's like, when we got offered that, I'm like, I got to do it. Like,
right.
You know. And plus, it's just like, it's the event of the year. So
yeah.
It's fun.
You guys were great that night.
Thank you. Yeah, we had fun. We featured some friends. And, we got some confetti cannons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, great lineup too. I mean, that show was just great all around.
Yeah, I didn't know much about the band that won
Set Fire. Mm-hmm.
I think they have some tie to Dynamite, that White Dynamite band. Someone was Yeah, I don't know who or what, but I think there was some sort of tie to that band.
Okay.
But yeah, they were cool.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Super great. First time seeing them too. I've known Jess for a while, but I hadn't seen that iteration of her project. So
I think they're fairly new. I don't think they.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super cool. Yeah. It's crazy. 2 years passed. It still seems like it was just like a year ago.
I know, because they skipped the year.
Mm-hmm.
But Angel kept it going, which is good.
Yeah. Glad it's back.
Justine, I liked what Justine said about it. You know, she was like, it's not so much. It's just great to meet new bands, new people.
Mm-hmm. That's
you
what
get
it's
exposure
about.
To people that just go to the Rumble. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I go to Rumbles and there are bands I never heard of and I come away liking them quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Meet so many bands and like it helped me meet a lot of people that put together shows, promoters in Rhode Island, promoters in Boston, all these different types of shows. So, and the studio time, all that stuff. Like people, you know, would say they saw me at the Rumble. I'm like, how did you know of me? Or like I'd get someone reach out to me like, oh, we were at the finals or we were at the semifinals or even just the prelims, you know?
Right.
So it's good for bands to be in it even just up to the prelim point, you know? For sure.
Makes my job easy.
Right? this is a full-time gig for you.
Yes.
Like this is, I imagine you just devote yourself to this. This is a time-consuming, all-encompassing.
Yeah, well, I do sleep about 3 hours a day.
That's all you can afford.
Yeah, the other 21 hours I do spend dedicated to making Carissa Johnson's career bigger and better.
What she is.
Although I'll admit, she makes my job easy.
Right. It's good to have someone like that.
It sure is. She's a magnificent songwriter and song performer.
Song performer.
Great performer.
Great
live
great
artist.
Songer.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll great live artist there and recording.
Thanks.
All of the above.
Aw.
I'm going to...
Her stage banter.
Stage banter, though.
Her stage banter.
That's what you're working on? Is that what the current thing you're... The current improvement is you're working on stage banter.
Yep, we're trying to get her out there a little more piggly wiggly when she's moving around talking. Not
a little
so
more
stiff.
Bantering.
Yep. I say, Carissa, you look like a skeleton up there moving around, jaw up and down. Nothing's making sense. We'll get there.
We'll get there eventually.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
She's like a human jukebox. You ever seen a jukebox talk to you? I doubt it.
I'm going to plug a show now. Because I was, I'm going to plug a show. I got to put my spectacles on, right? Because I don't, at my advanced years. The gala, U.S. What's with it? How come they have the U.S.? There must be another.
There's a gala from the U.K., okay. I believe.
The gala, U.S.
I thought it was just called the Louvre.
The Devil's Twins, Nemes, and North by North. I don't think they're from around here.
Oh, Nemes is.
Nemes
and North by North is from New York.
There you go.
They're a very heavily touring band. They're super cool.
Well, they're playing this Saturday, May 10th, at O'Brien's, I believe. And so I just got a hold of the Gala's latest release. It's great stuff. I'm going to play something by the Gala. And I think Devil's Twins will get back.
Sweet.
Play some more. Chris is going to play a couple more, and we'll have more witty conversation. Right now, this is the Gala, U.S.
Now we're slip through that door with that look in your eyes. But I hate her dead romance in that back of battle. Hook me up, bro, good thing, talk is cheap. With all the tears that you spit, you kept me out on the street. And now people have changed since you got me in the cheek. We'll be a cold day in hell next time you sleep next to me, oh.
Okay, we're back. That was the Devil's Twins with Cold Damn Day. And the Gala U.S. off their CD Bad News. The song I played was Sorry. Back with Carissa.
Hey.
And do you want to get to some questions?
Yeah, so I got some questions.
Well, I should scan over these quick first.
Well, there's just three of them.
So. Okay, but I don't... I need to make sure they're, you know...
Look, you don't need
I don't
to,
want
like,
any messed up weird questions getting thrown out here
look,
live
not,
on the radio.
I already read them. They're fine.
This is... But
we have a tiff here.
You looked over them, but you didn't show them to me.
You know what? Like, you're always like...
Lady, I'm Ronnie Razzle.
They just call me Lady.
Yeah.
Look, I read through the questions. They're just easy questions. Yes.
Okay, but I need to make sure that they're appropriate.
But no, you don't. I
for
know
your
they
image.
Are. You know, you're just always trying to take over everything that I'm doing. You're like trying to do... Be the 10 people in one that I can... I,
this is
I
what I was
it.
Talking
you know,
about with
it.
Stage banter.
You know, okay, you're the skeleton that this doesn't move.
What are you trying
Ronnie
to say?
Ronnie Razzle. Get out.
Oh,
you're
my
fired.
Gosh.
I'm fired?
You're fired.
You're getting rid of
you're
me.
You're fired, yeah.
Fine. I'm going to go represent comedian Alan Richardson.
Yeah, do it.
You can look at his podcast, Give Me Attention or Give Me Death.
That's all he needs.
Or you can go on his band camp. Look at I'm doing a...
All right, I need
you know
to
what?
Answer these questions. Get
I'm
out.
Just
here. Get out. Just get out.
Wow, this just went down live. On,
sorry, folks.
I'm sick of this.
I know it.
First question goes out to Heather. She says, do you have a favorite song that you've written? Which one and why? I had to think on this. I'm still trying to think on what the best answer would be, but I'd have to say, I think the one that I'm most proud of is probably Fuel Heart. I think that one's resonated with the most people. I'm pretty proud of just how that song just went over. I didn't expect it to like resonate with so many people.
Yeah, I think Fuel Hot was the first one that caught people's eyes, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the start of everything. Yeah, totally.
But the video too. Yeah. Actually, there was a video, so eyes and ears, yeah.
Yeah, and it still stuck around, and it still like, you know, had some longevity. So I'd say that one's become kind of the theme song. Let's see. We got Danny, who asked, are you, all of your songs based on personal experiences, or do you draw inspiration from others? I'd have to say at the very beginning, when I first started writing, they were all based on my own personal experiences with like friends and just random things that happen in life and kind of things that I just think really deeply about and you know, going through like my own thing, trying to like use the songs as therapy to kind of get through something. I have written from other people's perspectives before, where I see someone else going through something and I try to put myself in their shoes and write a song that hopefully they'll hear and then it'll help them go through, like get better, like go through something. But mostly it's like drawn on my own personal experiences for sure. And then we got Cynthia, who asked, let's see, who was your first crush? Oh man, I should have said no personal questions.
This was like when, but there's a show there where you can plead the fifth. Like people say, next question kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, I think it was Ronnie Razzle, my manager.
I know, and he has been
fired.
Unceremoniously tossed from the MFO studio.
Oh no!
I don't know. We'll see what happens in with the rest of this show.
Yeah,
but yeah, he left in a huff.
Man,
you don't want any overbearing. You don't need that.
No,
though,
no, that was a little much. Yeah, I'm glad he's out. Yeah, I'll be seeing him again.
Well, it you'll have to carry on. You have to grow on your own.
Yeah, I don't need his negativity.
No one needs negativity in this day and age. Right? We're trying to be positive, uplifting. Uplift people.
Totally.
This is not Negativity Station.
He's not negative. I didn't mean that.
The name of the show is Rising. I didn't mention my show.
Your show? This show?
Yeah.
Rising? No,
yeah.
I like it. Is that new?
That's been for 5 years and I never say it.
What? I thought it was always just Tuesdays with Skybar.
Yeah. No, like we all feel like names to show. I know. Imagine that. You've been on like five.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The name of the show is, I should say it more often. I never ever say it. But so we're about rising, not bringing people down.
I love it. That's
what
great.
What we do here.
That's the best.
All right, why don't you play a tune?
All right.
And I'm going to play some songs, and we'll see where we go after that.
All right, I'm going to try one that I haven't really played on acoustic in a very long time. This one's called Yesterday's Ghost.
Love it.
With me, I didn't do anything.
Fantastic.
Thanks. I haven't played that in so long. Figured I'd bring it back, though.
You're doing my favorites tonight. This is like the Skybob's greatest tunes show.
This is for not being able to be here last week. I felt bad about not being able to be on the air, actually.
Yeah, it went well. Yeah. Well, anyway, Justine, the phone call, I got like every fourth word.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know. And then
my phone calls are tough.
Yeah.
Phone calls are tough.
I was in like a basement.
But you know what? The upside is we had plenty to talk about because I was like, I don't know. We'll just talk
and
about
I just
next
kept
week
talking. I don't
on.
Even know if I was still on the air or not. I was like, hey.
I kind of, after like three or four, I want to say after 3 or 4 minutes, I was like, okay, we'll see you.
We'll see you later. Yeah.
I got the gist of it, but yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But yeah, that was a fun show with Justine this past weekend and, Sally's. I haven't played there since the new renovations.
A little better, right?
Totally. It's definitely made more space. It's still tight in there, but it's good, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people, so.
I'm actually going to play Tiger Bomb right now.
Oh, yes.
Who was that? Sally O'Brien's. I'm going to play something by Tiger Bomb. Might play Carissa's newest single. We'll be back and we'll babble some more then. This is Tiger Bomb.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, 8:45, WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here, along with Carissa. That was her new single, Something New, and before that, Tiger Bomb with Can't Stop.
Yeah. You know, I just went outside to check on Ronnie Razzle.
I know.
Who I fired and I felt bad after, and he wasn't out there, but someone else was, and it happens to also be, you know, interested in managing me.
Who wouldn't?
An artist themselves.
Yes, I'm your new representative. I am obviously Icelandic Queen Björk.
Wow.
Your former manager, Ronnie Razzle, he was hit by a car in front of me. And I thought to myself, what a waste of a car.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. I do not approve of machines. Carissa, I've been your representation for a whole 5 minutes, and you have yet to speak of your churches.
My churches.
Talk about the church ideas.
I'm doing. Thank
They're
you.
Wonderful.
I'm doing a new album.
Continue.
It's a solo album, yes. Like a solo acoustic thing. Mm-hmm. And all right, well, calm down.
You're gonna get like Ronnie.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Just hold on.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
So I'm doing a. Doing a couple songs, like just like an EP, acoustic EP.
Yeah.
The idea came about because I've been doing so many acoustic traveling, like touring, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know, I should put out an acoustic record because I'm putting out full band stuff, but I'm like touring acoustically, even though the band joins me every now and then. So I'm like, well, if I had an acoustic thing, it'd be kind of cool. And so on the days off that Vanessa and I had when we were on tour, we went to various churches and planned it ahead of time to go and record. And so we did one in Oakland. We did one in my hometown. We're doing one next week. And then hopefully like another one next week and finishing up before she gets to New York. Or even one in New York would be cool too. But just trying to do it like all over the country, different churches, because it just sounds so incredible in there. And the acoustics are just, you know, unreal.
What does your new representation think of this?
I think it's a great idea to get new acoustics in old buildings. I think the contradictory nature of a new idea in such an old place is beautiful, and that idea alone is music.
Oh.
And I've
Sweet
heard,
man. Girl, lady,
I'm
lady.
I am a lady.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, please stay. Please stay.
Right. I'll stay, but I won't be here longer.
Where are you going to be in Massachusetts for a bit?
I'm flying back home tonight.
Okay, do you need to ride your...
No, I fly alone.
Okay.
I simply look up to the sky, and then my body begins to move in an upwards fashion until I am no longer on the ground, and then I move forward towards my destination. The acoustics of churches does indeed change the sound, and I'm very excited for this project you're doing.
I'm excited too, and I think it's going to come out end of this year. That's my goal.
We're all excited. It'll get airplay here for sure.
Sweet. Yeah, it'll be new for me. That. But also, I have a full band cure-all song coming out June 28th. Mark the date. I kind of released it, but I kind of was a little bit quiet about it. So there'll be more info to come. But
I got to throw one more thing out there. I heard you're doing the mess around.
Yeah.
Upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
With Lee Harrington of Hood's fame. Did you know?
What? No.
Please keep your cool on live radio.
I might have broke this story.
I did not know that.
Stop humming into the microphone.
Right. Stop talking into the microphone.
Breaking news. I give you stuff about your gigs.
He's not even really around. He's not even usually around, is he?
He's been around more lately.
That's so cool. He came out to my release show, and I was like, what? I was wearing my neighborhood shirt, and so I felt like fangirl, but that's amazing. Oh, that's so cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah. He's going to be, Justine told me this when I told her. And so now if he doesn't show up, I'm going to be...
Oh, no worries.
Right? I think he's going to be there.
I can't believe I let this news slide by me as your new representation.
Well, you've
this
only been here...
This is an embarrassing moment for me right off the bat.
You've been here short. It's a short...
You've only been in the building for
minutes.
5 minutes.
I've been in the building for 3 weeks. You just haven't seen me.
You've been hovering?
I've been hovering, and I've been lowering. I've been hiding.
Hovercrafting.
Hovercrafting, momentarily.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad
you found new management that quickly.
I'll be honest, she doesn't need it. She does so much on her own.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Right.
Yeah, so when you fly away tonight, I guess I'll be on my own again.
Oh, I fly away like Mary Poppins.
We'll keep in touch.
We have the internet.
We'll keep in touch.
Don't worry, it's 2019. People can still be in touch.
Yeah,
sure.
That'll be good, yeah.
Sure. Why don't you just tell me your phone number right now?
Oh, thanks for all your help. Well, I'll see you around, all right?
I feel like I'm being pushed out.
Again.
I don't approve of this. Why can't you keep a manager?
Oh, my God. Oh, all right, well... Wow. Anyways,
the management thing, I don't know.
I think I'm just better off kind of.
Brock, Ronnie.
She's very hard to work with.
Super hard to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the impression I'm getting.
Yeah, this is why I'm going solo. No, I'm just kidding, I'm not going solo.
We've always been fine. I should jump in there. Right, that's it. I'm the third manager of the night.
Skybar, new manager, please.
Managers
we
are
like all the
in.
Same music.
Damn.
Perfect. Super excited to put out new stuff. And I want to get more Cure-all stuff going too. So, working on it.
Busy.
Busy.
You got one more for us before yeah. we button us up?
Sure. This is going to be the song called The Fool.
Very good.
You don't know what you've been wishing on. I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kisses meant to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm fading. Sometimes I feel like I'm making history fail. I have I am I will go. I know I'm aching, still got this empty heart that's out for blood. Here I am, I fell on God. No plan to fall apart. Down for the count, but down for the ride. For believing, hey, I wanna shout. Sometimes I feel like I'm fading, but you and I were making history fail. Have I am, I will go. I know I'm aching, still got this empty heart that's out for blood. Here I am, I fell down.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. You want to plug anything else here?
July 26th, playing Sinclair with Damone.
I know.
Super stoked.
That banged out quick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it sold out in 2 days. Super, super stoked and honored.
Yeah.
I think that's the next full band thing we got. I'll be at the, like you said, the Mess Around. I believe that's on the 16th of June.
Yeah, I've been to... I've attended a few mess arounds.
I've never
probably,
been.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool concept. It's all like just acoustic performers. It can get a little tight. Have you ever been? Is it at the Plow?
Mm-hmm. I have played there like twice, and it was tight both times. This is cool.
You were at the Plow? What were you there for?
I met Rice from Stars Like Ours and Gene, and I did a show with them. I don't know if it was a mess around, but it was... It was just acoustic.
There, yeah.
And we just did that. And then I did another acoustic night where I just played for like an hour or something. I think that was it. That was just both of those. The first time was with Rice and Gene, and that was super fun.
Yeah.
So this will be cool. Good to be back there. And what else? I'm doing a festival this weekend in Portsmouth. And I believe it's already sold out, but I'm sure if you go, you'd still be able to be on like an outdoor stage.
Yeah.
So.
I saw you post something about that.
Yeah, and that's at Book and Bar on the 11th. I play two sets at like 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock or something. And then
have you played the Book and Bar before?
I've never been. No,
I haven't either.
Yeah,
about that.
It looks like a cool little intimate space. It's like a little comfy place. It's like a bookstore, bar, coffee shop or something. But I love Portsmouth, so I'm looking forward to going and hanging out. And then just kind of hanging out and doing the Earful thing, which is really cool. Super great lineup this summer. They have like two artists and two authors each night, like once a week in June, I think. It's kind of spread out, but I'm with Hilken Mancini and two authors, so that's gonna be fun. That's on the June 11th.
Cool.
Yeah,
you're busy.
Yeah,
busy. Excited. Booking and playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. thanks again for coming in.
Thanks
again
for having me. Love yep. coming back. Love
and the special guest who, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's gone again, but
he'll be okay.
He, she, I guess.
He's, yeah, both he's of them. Morphed, we'll
yeah,
find him.
Morphed into a lot of people.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
But that's it. We'll see you next week. Sam is up next. I'm going to close with something by a band called the Von Trapps. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford. Peace.